Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller?
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
Hmm, how's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So, what went wrong?
Nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song. Of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device, subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty the Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It is Tuesday. Unusual. Normally, Miss D joins us on a Tuesday, but we switched around. We had the lovely Miss D yesterday. So today we get the just as lovely Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett, are you there?
Good morning, Rob Shooter. Now, let's get one thing straight. Are you going to call me Miss D at any point today?
We switched days last week, too, because of my trip to London. Ooh. It sort of messed me up a little bit. So I remember you were on Donnie's day. And I
yes, I became known as Donnie. I got Instagram messages, hello, Donnie. So I thank you for that, Rob Shooter.
You're both lovely guys. Although everybody wants to be seen and recognized. It's awful when people mess up your name. I often, it's awful, but it's been a nasty little habit since I was a child. I'm terrible with names. I'm good with
me
gossip.
Too.
I know every detail about you, but your name is one that always sort of skips me.
Faces, yes. Names, horrible. Like, I can never work at Starbucks.
We had an early edition of this podcast. It was a radio show for a year on Derek and Remains Network, and I had guests come in. It was a whole hour rather than 20 minutes. I love that show. I miss it. But the way podcasts work, 20 minutes are better than an hour. And
right.
So I don't have guests anymore, but when I had guests come into the studio on the old show, Garrett, I made them wear a name tag. I did.
So smart, though. It's like, for security purposes, they need to know, you know. Yeah.
So when like the housewives were there, like Countess Luann came and I put Lulu and just stuck it on her. I put this on. And I wore one too, Rob. So we all felt like we were all included. But yeah, I made
so people... smart, because it's like, you know what? I need to wear one too. Look, I'm just like you. Like...
Hey, let's jump in to today's show. What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
Jennifer Lopez has introduced her child, Emmy, using a gender-neutral pronoun. So Jennifer introduced her 14-year-old child using a gender-neutral pronoun during a performance at Dodger Stadium. Emmy is 14 years old, and Emmy is already playing Dodger Stadium. That's the part of the story that I'm more interested in. But we'll give you the rest of the story. So Emmy performed a duet with mommy Jennifer Lopez. Lopez joked the following before Emmy came out on stage. Lopez said that this person was very, very busy and very expensive to book, but they were worth it because they... are Jennifer's favorite duet partner of all time. Out walked Emmy. The place went nuts. The last time they performed together in a big stadium was at the Super Bowl. Remember that at the Super Bowl? I mean, come on. Super Bowl, Dodger Stadium. Emmy's been set up for a huge career.
Oh, 100%. And you know what's funny? Probably did negotiate with mom saying, you know, if you really want me to do this, I need X, Y, and Z. Meaning like maybe I need a ride to the mall, a few extra dollars to go buy. So she negotiated very well with mom. Like that is you don't need an agent when you're dealing with your mom. You just need to know what you want from your mom.
That's right. You get yourself a good, good deal for this one. And as far as gender neutral pronouns, let's talk about them for a minute. I have trouble getting my head around this. I totally believe in this. I think words are very, very important. But for me, and I'm being really honest here, and I hate admitting this, I have to think for a moment. And often I go to say her or him. I've just done it all my life. And I definitely take a second and I think about it, Garrett. Does this just slip off your tongue, or is it something you're learning to?
It's a lot of practice. And I think people that are living with different pronouns, or he, she, they, them, you know, they have even come out and said, like Sam Smith and Demi Lovato have said that they understand that it's hard to start something new.
Yes.
It's something you're not used to. So they won't be the ones to be like, how dare you?
Right.
They'll say, no, it's they or them, or excuse me. But, you know, there's the critics out there to be like, you need to call them the proper pronoun, you know?
Right.
And the person themselves come out and say, I understand.
Yes.
So I think it's a learning curve for everyone, not just you. I think a lot of people are going through it as well.
Yes, it is. Well, I remember I was on a morning show when Caitlyn Jenner transitioned, and we had to cover the story. We wanted to cover the story. We all covered Kardashians every day, so we wanted to cover Caitlyn. And it was tricky for us to say she instead of he, because we had grown up watching Bruce on the Keeping Up with the Kardashians show, and Bruce was always a he, and then Caitlyn was now a she, and nobody on the panel was a wise ass. Nobody was doing it to be cruel. We wanted to really understand this. Caitlyn gave us a gift. Caitlyn said, I understand people are going to make mistakes, and that's fine. And so I think here we're all in this together, and we're all learning this new, including J-Lo. I worked for Jennifer Lopez, so I know what a kind, smart person she is. But I would guess for a mother too, that's a transition too. With your daughter, Garrett, if your daughter wanted to be referred to with they instead of she, it would take you a minute.
Of course, but I wouldn't be like, how dare you? You know, that's very like old school way of thinking. And thinking about it with what Jennifer Lopez did for Emmy, I also think she realizes her audience. There are different walks of life out there that are not, you know, just he or she. And saying they kind of just relates to everyone. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not just specific, like, oh, I view myself as a female or a male. Just by saying they, it kind of just includes, they is a word that includes everybody.
100%
you know?
Of the population, not 50%. When I first started to do TV, one of the most common mistakes people make, and you always know if they're new at TV, if they say this.
You don't look at the lens.
That's one of the, it's when the people look into a camera or into even like speaking to a microphone, they say, hi guys. My media trainer said to me, if you say that, you alienate 50% of your audience right away. It's not guys. There's girls out there too. So just say hello. That's why we say hello. We never say hi, guys. Words are important. Think about them today. And even during this segment, you and me have slipped up a couple of times. And I was going to edit them out. And I don't think I'm going to. I'm going to leave them in just to prove it's okay to make a few mistakes. Our hearts are in the right place. Jayla, you're going to really make a huge difference doing this. What do you think about the fact, too, that Jennifer has not spoken about this? Jennifer has just started using gender-neutral pronouns, but she's not actually done an interview or spoke out. I like it.
I think it's more saying it's more of a bigger statement by not speaking about it and just doing
it.
Not
as I say. I like this. Like Jennifer, if you're listening, hello. Hey, let's go to our poll of the day. Jennifer Lopez introduced her child, Emmy, by using a gender-neutral pronoun. Are you surprised? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, what are you working on, Garrett?
Well, so we were talking about podcasts earlier in the show, at the beginning of the show. We might have some new competition, Rob Shooter. The OG Wendy Williams.
Bow down.
Let's talk about that in a second. So as you know, last week, her final show, it was an homage to Wendy minus Wendy, which was just, it was so weird to get my head around. Like, it was almost like she doesn't exist, but she's still alive. She's well. She's going to come back better than ever. Not to see her on that final show was kind of like, it was weird for me personally.
It was weird.
So Wendy Williams, of course, sat down with Extra and was talking with Billy Bush.
Yeah.
And according to Billy Bush, Wendy Williams sat with the producers who own the show and said there's no ill will. They're on good terms. And they all agreed, you know, the end of the...
It's time.
Let's just end this now.
Yes.
How they ended it, that's a different story for others to debate, personally. But she says Wendy Williams told Billy Bush that she plans to release a podcast series. That's where we become in trouble because now she's... you can't beat Wendy Williams, let's be honest. So it's going to be released on iTunes and probably wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome, Wendy, welcome. Hey, I welcome Wendy into the podcast world. Remember, before being a TV star for a decade, Wendy was a brilliant radio personality. And I think for hours, Wendy would do monologues. And that's why that 20-minute monologue at the top of her show, that was no problem for Wendy. She could do
Shut
because she'd been trained for years to do it on radio. I like the idea of Wendy doing a podcast. I love podcasts. I was slow to jump into the podcast world. It was you, Garrett, that dragged me in. I didn't really understand them. Now I not only love doing this show, I love listening to other people's podcasts.
Well, yeah, and rightfully so, you know, just like anything new, as we just spoke about earlier, too, it's weird, you know, some people get it right away, others it might take a minute, others might not, like, they hear the word podcast and they go, ugh, phooey. But, you know, you realize that it's a part of culture where we're literally in people's heads we're in your ear. We're in your ear, we're stuck in there for 20 minutes.
It's a terrifying thought. I really enjoy them. I used to love radio, I still love the radio, but the radio you have to tune into at certain times. With podcasts, it's like a streaming service. It's like on demand. I can listen to my friends, people who I think are my friends. I'm not really friends with all these people. But in my head, like Wendy says that all the time. In my head, I'm friends with these people. So
I love the Queen of England, yes.
I love listening to podcasts. I think this is a great idea, Wendy. The other thing too, and let's be honest, podcasts you can do in your pajamas. So Wendy, if you're sick of all that hair and makeup and all that
TV stuff. I think she loves it.
You know
what's weird too, Rob, about the Wendy show ending, just like how they're just getting rid of everything. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like they hired a dumpster and just said, okay, see you later. Time to clear things. Sherry's coming in. No problem. Nothing to see here.
It's so difficult because Wendy is still here. It's not like she's dead. That goodbye show felt like an obituary. It was so weird. And it was actually Vanessa Williams, who was a guest, who stopped Sherry and said, she's not dead. She's still here. We still love you, Wendy.
It had to be weird, though. Like, imagine listening to this podcast, Rob Schuter, and like, you're still alive. You're doing well. You're healthy. But yet we're doing a goodbye podcast to you. You know what I mean?
My sources tell me Wendy did not watch. She hasn't watched it yet.
I wouldn't either.
And she's really angry about all this still. And then somebody who worked with her for a long time said that Wendy did have a great sense of humor, though. And actually having a messy, sloppy ending to her show was very in the Wendy theme. Like, she was a sloppy, messy person. I say that with love. That was the success of her show, that everything was just a little odd. And so to end this way, I'm not sure it could have ended any other way. Sherry, though, I've got to give a shout out to Sherry. That's a hard job. To go on a final show, say goodbye, and then take over the show is really difficult because you don't want to alienate Wendy's audience because you want them to watch you. But at the same time, you want to be your own person. So it is very, very complicated. I thought you were a class act. Sherry Shepherd, hey, moving along, we found out why the Queen didn't spend much time with Harry and Meghan's daughter during the Jubilee. She was busy. So it was the Queen's Jubilee. And they said her schedule was really, really packed. The meeting with Harry and Meghan was put on the schedule. Now, I know that is hard to get your mind around, because when you go to see Granny, you hang out. You go to see your grandma. They don't do it like that in the family. And they said this is how the Queen has always operated. Prince Charles, her son, if he wants to see her, he has to schedule a meeting. The same with William, the same with Kate. It's not like Granny time like that.
Just
we
apply
have.
That to our normal lives, Rob Schuter. Just like apply this concept of just scheduling time with your own grandmother. Like, given your grandmother is my grandmother, she is the Queen of Staten Island. So I must schedule a few minutes with the Queen of Staten Island just to sit down with her.
Oh,
like,
I'd love to
meet
her.
The concept is weird. You are so correct. Like, for me to think about like just having some time on the books just to see grandma for a scheduled 6.5 minutes is weird.
Let me tell you something, and I've got to be careful here because it's a Bruce secret, my husband's not mine. Bruce knows some really, really famous, really busy, some would argue very important, superstar people. And so when I first met some of Bruce's friends, we didn't just like hang out. Everything was scheduled. And if I said like, oh, let's just call X up tonight and go for drinks or go for dinner, Bruce's like, oh, it doesn't work like that. You have to put it on the schedule and we have to actually go to their assistant to schedule. And I was like, what? And this is your friend? And he was like, it's really weird, but you do get used to it. But their lives are so busy with so many things to do that like they just can't drop everything. I get annoyed still. I text my friends at the last minute. I'm like, come and meet me at Bottino's. They're like, oh, I can't tonight. I've got dinner. And I'm like, oh. And they're like, no, it's a work dinner. I've got to go. And I was like, oh, I can't imagine being that busy.
Right. No, of course. I mean, just the concept of like calling someone like, but again, we're not in that world of fame and royalty like that.
Nobody
so
wants
it's
to
hard.
Hang out with me or you, Garrett. We hang out with each other. My schedule, if I look at it today, wide open. Any night. Any night.
Exactly. But you know what's weird, though? Like you want to feel like the Queen sometimes. Like, so busy. I cannot. But nothing's on the schedule.
Do nothing. Hey, quickly before we go to break, let's talk about Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna. I believe they've reached a settlement in their revenge porn case. What's going on there?
So, as you know, like, it was getting ugly. Like, Blac Chyna was pretty much trying to just take out the Kardashian name in full. I think this is a good look for Rob and Blac Chyna because at the end of the day, yes, they have a daughter together. And I think instead of going to court, as we've just saw with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, it can get messy.
It's messy.
So settling outside of court, and you hear this all the time, like in court cases, it's easier to settle out of court because then you don't have to go to trial and put people through things and put Blac Chyna on the stand or Rob on the stand. Or I guess in Rob's case, he would have all his sisters on the stand.
They'd all be pulled in, like Blac Chyna would bring them in. She did this before, so this has just been done. I was told the Kardashians, my insiders tell me, just want this to go away. Plus, they know how vulnerable they are here. They didn't settle it because they think they could necessarily win this one, so she was suing Rob for posting nude photos and video of her on social media in July 2017. He did it. We saw the pictures. We saw the videos. They've been removed. This is illegal. You cannot post porn on other people without their permission. So this has been settled. The trial has been averted. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schuller with my dear friend Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yesterday we talked about Buckingham Palace and they buried the investigation into Meghan Markle's alleged bullying. Is this a good idea or a bad idea? Let's have a look. 85% said a good idea. Bury it. Don't stir the pot. Let's let this go away. I slightly disagree because I think ultimately always gets out. So maybe get it out. Rip the plaster off, so to speak. What are you, Garrett? Bury your head in the sand? Bury this or rip the plaster off?
It sounds like a good idea. Just bury it and hopefully it gets buried so much that, you know, it doesn't come out. But you and I both know, Rob, there's many people in that palace, you know, and you cross one person the wrong way on any given day. Exactly.
It'll
come out.
It will come out. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, let's do our nicest Garrett of the day by our nicest boy, Garrett.
Aww. Yes. Well, our nicest, it's two people.
Two?
Kim Kardashian celebrating Kanye West on Father's Day. And she said in an Instagram post, and thank you for being the best dad. Now, it looked great on Instagram. Hopefully, she did it privately as well, because I think that means a little bit more than just doing it for the public. I felt good, but hopefully she did it for Kanye on a private level. But here's what she posted on Father's Day. Thank you for being the best dad to our babies and loving them the way you do. She put that on Instagram, of course, and then the throwback photo of Kanye outside alongside all their children, North, Chicago, Saint, Psalm, and happy Father's Day. Yay.
It's nice to see him smiling too. Let's hope these can work it out, if for nothing else, the children. Hey, our naughtiest of the day, naughty, Joy Behar, who I actually quite love, on The View, said
love
the
her.
Show has become completely different thanks to Trump. Now, Joy seems to be blaming Trump for the fact that The View isn't a lot of fun anymore. She said that they don't laugh anymore, they don't have as much fun, because all they do is talk about Trump. Joy, the reason you're the naughtiest is stop doing it. If somebody in your life, it doesn't matter who it is, we're not a political show, we're not going there, but if somebody in your life is stopping you from having the laughs that you used to have in the office or at home, stop talking about them. You don't have to. We made a decision on this podcast right in the beginning, very early on, that we were not going to cover politics, and I think we are better off for doing that. So Joy, you have to decide, is The View going to be a political show, in which case you're probably not going to have a lot to laugh about, or is it going to enjoy some of the Kardashian gossip and royal gossip that we do here on the Naughty But Nice Show, which is originally
Kardashians covered. Like, that's our thing. Like, don't give it to them.
We'll do a better job at it, though.
Let them figure it out. Let them figure it out on their own.
And the royals, we've got them, Garrett. Hey, before we go, let's have a moment of Rob. You're going to rub, you're going to rub.
Ooh, I love this. Rob.
So when you get angry because somebody at Starbucks doesn't get your order right.
How funny.
Think about, you can afford a $6 cup of coffee. Yeah? So when somebody pushes in front of you at the supermarket, you can shake it off and start thinking about all those delicious treats you have in your cart. The point is that you cannot control the circumstances in this world, but you can control the way you react. Make positive decisions, and these little small decisions you make every single day, they add up to define you in the long run. You can always go positive or negative. Even when little things happen to annoy me, there is a positive way to look at them. Try to find them and life becomes so much better. That's it for today.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. Hey, Garrett, I'm told that more people listen to our podcast now than on E! News. Isn't that something? God bless
you. We're coming to the top.
Right.
To the moon.
That's
to the moon, Rob Schuller. To the moon.
Tagline. Remember, if you're going to be naughty,
to be naughty,
you gotta be nice.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.